News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A report on flags and culture in Northern Ireland has raised the possibility of developing a new civic flag. We're joined by Jamie Bryson, editor of the Unionist Voice. Jamie, what do you make of this proposal from the Commission on Flags, Identity, Culture and Tradition?
Well, obviously, it's a 168-page report, so this is one particular aspect of it, and it's important to note that actually there's been no agreement on this. It's been rejected by certainly unionist political parties anyway, so there's no possibility of it going anywhere. But as part of this 168-page report, there was an idea floated about a civic flag to fly on public buildings within Northern Ireland. Now, this would be totally unacceptable in my view to any unionist in Northern Ireland, because it would require, again, neutralising the sovereign identity of Northern Ireland in exchange for creating some type of middle path in this a neutral flag. But of course, it would be the unionist community that would have to sacrifice the ability to fly the sovereign flag on public buildings. So it's never going to go anywhere.
But what's wrong with taking the middle ground, though?
Well, because Northern Ireland constitutionally is not in the middle ground. Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom, and this is the problem quite often, that Northern Ireland is treated like some hybrid British Irish state. Northern Ireland, as a matter of constitutional law and sovereignty, is part of the United Kingdom.
But this flag has nothing to do with membership of the UK or not.
Well, it absolutely is, because it's an expression of your sovereign identity. Flying your flags on public buildings of your nationality is indeed an expression of sovereignty.
Does it not bother you at all, Jamie, that almost half the population of Northern Ireland don't identify with that flag, don't recognise that flag? Is that not a clear signal that something needs to change?
Well, no, nothing needs to change, because we're often told, and again, cards on the table, I'm anti-agreement, I oppose the Belfast Agreement, but we're often told the majority of people continue to support the Belfast Agreement. I'm sceptical about that now, but what is undisputable is that a big majority of people voted for the Belfast Agreement, including a massive majority of the nationalist community. And what the Belfast Agreement does is makes clear that Northern Ireland is an integral part of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But that's not what we're talking about here. So, we're talking about almost half of the population don't identify with.
Well, that section of
they feel alienated by.
That section of the population conceded in the Belfast Agreement that Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, there's no mention of flags in the Belfast Agreement. There's no mention of that flag.
Well, sorry, the logic then is, if Northern Ireland's part of the United Kingdom, but we're not allowed to have any expression of that identity. I mean, that's a nonsensical proposition. Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom, and therefore the sovereign expressions of that identity should be expressed.
But Jamie, sorry, I can understand how you, and you're absolutely, it's totally your right to say I want to keep the flag. But to say that that a new flag would mean that Northern Ireland was any less part of the United Kingdom, I don't see the logic of that.
Well, of course, it would neutralise expressions of British identity, and that's what the entire peace process, as it's termed, is all about, is neutralising expressions of British identity. And that's exactly what it would do, because public buildings everywhere else in the United Kingdom flies the Union flag. The public buildings in Northern Ireland would not be allowed to fly the Union flag, and instead that would be neutralised. So, of course, that would diminish expressions of British identity and culture in Northern Ireland. And that's what, as I've alluded to, the process and all of these cultural bodies is all about, is about incrementally dismantling British identity.
And your message to people from the nationalist community on that, is it kind of suck it up?
Well, Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom.
I know that. But what would you say to nationalist people who say, that flag, I feel alienated by it?
Well, if they ever win a border poll, there we have it at that time. But we are part of the United Kingdom. And nationalists accepted Northern Ireland as part of the United Kingdom in the Belfast Agreement. And if they support the Belfast Agreement, which we're told that they do, and all nationalist parties in Northern Ireland cling to the Belfast Agreement like some sacred cow, however, they continually want to diminish the element of the Belfast Agreement which guarantees Northern Ireland as part of the United Kingdom.
Right.
They want that merely to be symbolic rather than to have any substantive effect.
All right. Jamie Bryson, editor of the Unionist Voice, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.